Here's the true freshman, Stephen Morris, out of the shotgun on first down. He throws over the middle. That ball is intercepted, picked up by Corey Mosley. It was bounced around, and Mosley comes away with it. He's still on his feet, dancing across the 10, cuts it to the near side left. Blockers in front. He's inside the 5, and he's spun down finally. On the 5th interception of the football game, it's Virginia football.
Dave Kane and Frank Quayle and Dave Kane on that call, and Frank Quayle with the little advice there, hold on to the ball.
Hold that ball.
I think Mr. Mosley ran about 100 yards on that play.
He was
zigzagging all over the place.
Made me dizzy.
Welcome back. Final segment of Who's Talking Tonight. We're going to go straight to Michael Tusky to wrap up the Olympic sports report. Michael?
All right, moving on to field hockey. The number 3 Virginia women's field hockey team beat number 18 Duke 2-1 in Durham in their last game of the regular season on Saturday. Today it was announced that Ellie Buckley, Paige Selinsky, and Michelle Vatisse were named to the 2010 All-ACC team. This is the third consecutive season that Selinsky made the team. Great job there.
Habo, do you know where Buckley's from?
No.
She's from Australia, baby.
Perth, Australia.
Yeah.
Western part.
Global recruiting, baby.
And the ACC field hockey tournament begins in Winston-Salem. Tomorrow we play Duke again. We beat them once this week. Hopefully we'll beat them twice. And it wraps up on Sunday at noon with the championship game. The cross-country men's team notched a 1-2 individual finish at the ACC cross-country championship. Senior All-American Emil Heineken, as you might be thinking, finished first, and redshirt junior Ryan Collins was the runner-up. This was the second year in a row that they had finished first and second. The team finished fourth overall. On the women's side, the cross-country team upset number 12 Duke and number 17 UNC to finish in second place at the championship. Number 4 Florida State finished first, and this year was Virginia's best finish at the championship since 1993 when they were also second.
Well done.
Finally, the men's swimming team rallied in memory of their friend Fran Crippen and beat Navy 156-136 at the AFC in Charlottesville on Friday. So that's a nice story.
Yeah.
Very good.
Men's swimming, that's a success story at UVA, men's and women's swimming.
Well, dominant teams, and Coach Bernardino is amazing.
And next week, we've had a very good show tonight, but we really have a great show next week. Dick Ambrose, the Honorable Dick Ambrose. He's a judge up in Cuyahoga County in Ohio. When I talked to him to line him up for the show, he was running for re-election in Ohio. Judges have to run for six-year terms. I need to check between now and then to make sure he got re-elected. I want him to be in a good mood. And then, of course, we have a little basketball next week. Frank, tell us about the basketball guests.
We have got some terrific guests. We've got UVA assistant men's basketball coach Jason Williford.
Local guy.
Who not only was a terrific player at UVA, but also played at John Marshall High School and is a super guy. We're very excited to have him come back. We've also got UVA head women's basketball coach Debbie Ryan, and we've only been chasing her for a year.
I was going to say, she avoided us last year, but we caught her this year.
We got her. We cornered her. Go ahead.
And we'll have Chris Horn from the Saber with another update on the recruiting status for particularly football. West End Orthopedics, Dr. Thorpe Davis, will be joining us to give us the injury discussion for next week's show. And, of course, the other thing we want to remind people of is the big football game on Saturday down in Durham.
UVA plays the Dukies down there at 12 noon. It's an ESPN3 game. And so I highly recommend going to 1140 AM right here in Richmond and listening to it on the radio. And you can tune in and listen to it on your radio at the same time as you can watch it on your computer. And that way you'll get all the information you could ever stand.
Yeah. Dave Kane, Frank Quayle, Chris Slade. We'll have the call on WRVA here locally and throughout the Virginia Sports Network.
If you're going out, why not stop by Fridays and the Lemaire restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel for some fine food and drinks. And both those locations are a lot of fun. So
and drive your BMW to go.
There you go. You can't beat all that.
And go out and see our friends at West End Orthopedic to get that knee replacement.
Can you think of anything else while we're at it? Oh, yeah, and if your hot water heater isn't working right, call Kelleher.
And, well, or heat pump. It's getting into the winter season. You may need some of that. And, you know, CapTech Ventures, they do a lot of IT-type stuff that is probably beyond my expertise. But nevertheless, we thank all of our sponsors who have been supportive of the show over the last 2 years. So please support the show and support our sponsors if you have need of their product or service.
Very good. Well, listen, good luck, Hoos. Go down there and beat the Dukies.
Yeah, look forward to it. And look forward to seeing you back here at 6 p.m. next Wednesday for Who's Talking.